through the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it
was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack.
Welcome to Control Chaos. I'm your host that's starting to see his penis more and more every day, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with some close friends, Austin and Kevin. What's up, guys?
Woo! Not much up over here, man. I'm a little bit happy for you, huh? What, you see an extra 2 inches today, or you only get the good old one?
Oh, no, we're lucky to get half a day, but, dude, every little bit counts.
Hey, progress is progress, my friend. You know, I got those ratchet straps on order, and then at least you can see more than four, you know.
Yeah.
But
I feel that. But so Control Chaos episode 1, it's basically me, two of my good friends, Kevin and Austin here. We're going to be talking about the vast majority of topics and just random shit. We're going to get right into it. A topic that you presented to me, Kevin. First of all, what are you sipping on? I know you're drinking, Kevin.
I got about a glass that's half vodka, half orange juice, Daniel, and it's not going to be around for very long.
Oh, there you go. So, you wanted to discuss WAP and Cardi B and the whole controversy around that. What made you compelled to want to talk about that?
Well, you know, I knew when you asked me and fucking Sheldon over here to do a podcast that it was going to be mostly shits and giggles, but this is like kind of serious. I'll try to be serious about it. I'm mainly concerned about the children, Daniel, the fucking children. Now, you got to think of it like this. Pop music, music of that style, disregard the lyrics, the beat, all the pretty colors, all that flashy shit going on. Now, that ranges from kids. It seems like it's getting younger and younger. I mean, there's like 8-year-olds that are playing this shit. I've seen 8-year-olds like, ooh, WAP's a great song. And like the main target age range is like 10 to 18 years old. And you give them a song like that, they're just going around to their friends talking about their wet-ass pussies. Like, that just doesn't seem right.
No.
Yeah, but your argument could also be the exact same as what our parents were arguing against, you know, rap in the 90s.
Exactly.
You gotta think of, you know, you can think about it from that way, then you never know. But I definitely do agree from my personal perspective. I don't think that, you know, it's that that it's definitely the best.
Yeah. I'm not bumping it.
I mean,
no.
And, yeah. My take on it kind of is, you know, as a kid that kind of grew up with hip hop and fucking, you know, 50 Cent and all about drug dealing and shooting people down and shit, I definitely get what Austin's talking about. And it's always been there.
Yeah.
There's always been bad role models for like little kids and shit. But this is also, you know, the women's rights, and like women are really starting to, you know, become like major bosses in the world. And, you know, it's getting very equal. And you got really sincere, good role models for women out there. And then you got, you know, there's some whores in this house. You know, so it's like, what is she really doing? And honestly, the song to me is not terrible. I think her flow is okay. I thought it was like, the subject material is fucking horrid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I do not want to hear
it. I mean, honestly, it's just like, it's just filth. It's just a torrent of horny one-liners. You know, that's all it really is. It's just she's just going off about her wet-ass pussy and where she wants you to sit that face. But going back to my original argument, I mean, the song sampled off of a 1993 track made, and it's called Whores in This House. And it plays that over and over again. It's more of an electronica beat, but, you know, at the same time, all of this stuff was still out back then and still being viewed the same we're viewing it as it now.
Yeah. No, it's just odd
to me that, you know, they can play, they were literally mixing two different cultures of rap at the same time and also causing a controversy. It's just interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm all for, like, the women empowerment. Like, if a woman wants to run around and be like, I got a fucking pussy, this bitch is soaked, and you're not touching it, like, damn, girl, more power to you. Like, that's pretty badass. But I'm just like, who is it? Lovejoy's wife on The Simpsons. What about the children? That's really the only thing I have to bitch about it. I mean, I can't fucking care less. I don't listen to the song. None of my friends jam it, so it's not like I'm listening to it every day, losing my mind. But I'm just so scared of, like, kids at school, like, check out this song. Look at all these, like, it's got so many fucking views, dude. I don't know what it's at. I don't keep up on it. I'm not informed as well as I should be. It's just scary to me. But you're right about rap music always being about just killing people, gangbanging.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I like it at all, but I just don't, you know, it could almost be a sort of hypocrisy, like, because, I mean, hell, when I was in middle school, I was showing people Eminem's Relapse album, and there's definitely a lot of unsightly things to be said about there, you know.
Him by Eminem is probably one of the most psychotic songs, and I was bumping that at 12 years old. But I think the main thing is,
as a society, we shouldn't rely on, like, children shouldn't have to rely on some sort of rap artist to be their role model. Like, they should have something better to them in life offered.
Yeah.
But, as going
know.
Off Kevin's point, unfortunately, there's not a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
You don't got much to pick from, but what were you saying, Dan?
No.
I don't think, and I think it's a little different, too, because of the era we're in. Social media has made it, everything's changed, right? Eminem, we were showing it to our friends in middle school, and yeah, you know, they had that serial killer vibe, and it is fucking crazy, you know, subject material. But now it's like little girls look up to Cardi B, and she knows it. You know, you can check her Twitter, her Instagram, whatever. You know, you see her with fans all the time. You see her, like, showing love to younger kids, and it's not that that's not wrong, but she knows who her fan base is. Kind of what Kevin was saying earlier. She knows who's listening to her music. So instead of saying something like, you know, be your own woman, get a job or whatever, and, you know, that's not my place to say anything, but she's just saying, you know, about parking a Big Mac truck right in her fucking little garage, and, you know? It's bullshit.
Talking about it's kind of going dry and come out soggy. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean,
it's always been
I'm by no means defending her at all. It's just the whole concept, you know?
Yeah, it's always been around. I agree with you 100%. It's just...
Yeah, same.
It doesn't make it a good thing either, but it has been around forever. I mean, even like rock in the 80s and 90s, like, they were fucking that rock and roll lifestyle. That's not the healthiest lifestyle to live.
Oh,
but they fucking...
I just
feel
like that
shit metal,
I mean, it was around. It just wasn't, like, targeted to children. I feel like I watched the WAP video probably once or twice. It's very colorful, very playful, almost, if you'd want to use that term. If I was five years old, I'd be sitting there like, look at these pretty colors. Look at that booty shaking in my face. I'm a wap.
You know, I mean, Dr. Kevin here does have a very good psychological point here. The music video I was just required to watch it for this podcast here, but it is quite colorful, and it would definitely grab your attention as a child. That is 100% true. You would almost think you're watching some sort of animation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bright colors, you know, especially the waterfall. Like, whoever shot the video is a damn good director. I mean, that's probably the only
mm-hmm.
positive
oh,
thing
yeah.
I'll say about it.
He's fucking
a lot of these
probably the dude that made Blue's Clues,
now.
Bro. Children's TV.
Yeah. And, you know, it broke the internet. So, does Megan Thee Stallion deserve as much flack as Cardi B because she's on the song, too? Because I would suggest yes.
Yeah, I guess I really just didn't pay attention to her at all. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, she was in that song. Yeah.
Honestly,
you're involved with it. It's all going to the same target audience. I mean, you're a part of it. I feel like.
I mean, there's no flack coming from me. And honestly, it was like Megan Thee Stallion was just like throwing Busta Rhymes on a track. She just hopped on there and fucking rapped way too fast and then hopped back off. And I was like, what'd she just say? No, I'm serious.
She's sitting there.
Yeah. She can rap, but it's all the same thing. It's the same thing as Nicki and Cardi. It's just about her vagina. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but there is one line.
If we're going into the skill of rap, I don't personally believe there's any skill really involved with her rap, but that's my own personal opinion.
Yeah, I just think her bars are probably a little better than Cardi's, but, you know, I haven't listened to much of her shit either. I'm going basically by the song and a couple other things. There is one line.
Yeah.
There's one line that needs to be addressed. This is a Rated R podcast. I can talk about this. For me and my fellow ass eaters, when she said, if you ate my ass, you're a bottom feeder. You know what? Fuck you.
Wait,
what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I feel attacked.
Wait, so am I about to get shitted on for eating the hole which the shit had come out of? Like, what you talking about? Like, that's ridiculous. Over here just trying to make a woman happy and shit.
Acting like they don't like it.
Yeah, I'm going down south and I get shit for it in both ways. What the fuck?
Oh,
yeah,
you're welcome, bro.
Shit, fuck what Cardi says. I eat the booty like groceries. I don't care.
Hell yeah. But, and I feel like, to move on a little bit here and to go on to something else, but it also kind of directly correlates. And Kevin, I know you were excited about this one. The Cuties movie that we've been hearing a lot.
Don't say I was excited about it. That's bad terminology, Daniel.
We're super excited.
Kevin's excited.
Oh, yeah, I watched that movie about 1,000 times, man. I know everyone.
I seen one meme on Facebook, and I just got uncomfortable from that. I'm happy
yeah.
I chose to not even have Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin,
I'll,
I want you to touch on it a little bit, too.
Yeah, I apologize for interrupting, Kevin. I want to hear your point.
Yeah, like when I heard about it coming out, I'm like, all right, this can't be real, whatever. It can't be that bad. I looked up a trailer of it, and there's a couple of scenes where it's these girls in the movie they say they're 11 years old, and these girls are wearing these tight fucking sequin outfits, shaking their asses, and they're in a twerk club, they're a twerk group, whatever the fuck you call that shit, and they. That's really all the movie's about is this little girl who grew up from a different kind of culture wanting to be a part of this twerk club with these girls at her school that are popular and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, with all this pedophile shit going on lately over this past wonderful 2020 we've had, like, oh, these pedophiles have been taking shit pretty hard. They're getting ragged on. Let's give them something to enjoy. I don't get it. I do not get why that movie was fucking produced.
I mean, do you think it was aimed at children of that age, or do you think that it was aimed at, like, a general audience? Because from what I do not have Netflix, but it looked like it was right on the front page. It's not like it was on the kids' Netflix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so do you think it was aimed to be watched by kids, or it was just thrown out there with the rest of the other movies, like, hey, here's a normal flick. Like, you know, you watch bad, you might also like Cuties.
It's a fucking double-edged sword, Sheldon. It really is, because if it's aimed towards children, then you have children saying, well, I want to shake my ass. Look at these girls doing it. People love them. They're social media famous. Everyone at their school thinks they're great. So then you're going to have 11-year-olds going and shaking their ass because the girl on TV did it. And if it's targeted to a general audience, sure, maybe you might get a handful of people that aren't pedophiles that sit down and watch it and are actually able to absorb some sort of moral out of the movie. But if it's not for children, then who the hell is it for? Like, you're going to have people sitting there watching girls shake their asses for 70% of a movie. Like, little children, man. They're not even, like, teenagers. They're, like, children.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to touch on this subject because it just honestly made me uncomfortable. Like, it gave me...
No,
like,
yeah, when I saw the trailer, I just felt dark. It was gross, disturbing.
It's fucking disgusting, dude. And the
I apologize. This is what started most of the controversy was... Netflix released a poster from Cuties where it's just a bunch of the girls twerking. And that's what started most of the outrage. So it's like, you know, girls are throwing these posters in bedrooms and, you know, looking at them every morning when they wake up to go to school.
Yeah, and
it's disgusting to the point where every movie, right, you have a director, you have, you know, script writers, and you got producers and stuff. And I'm sure not all these people were female. I know the director was female. But still, you got guys writing in there, or like producing probably, and telling me, okay, go twerk in front of the camera. All these people need to go to fucking prison, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel passionately about that. Especially the director wants to fucking serve up that shit to people. Adults, kids, I don't care what demographic are. It's fucked up, in my point of view.
It was one of you guys
I was just being like, imagine being the person that literally walks up to this group of fucking 11-year-old girls and says that shit. Like, yeah, when you think about it that way, it is quite disgusting.
Wasn't it one of you that was saying something like, imagine being the casting director, like having like probably at least over 100 girls coming through there, shaking their asses,
to judge them? Oh, no. Whoever did that job needs to be on a list.
Yeah.
Real.
Like, what's he judging for? I would really like to hear his justification for why he passed this girl unaccepted.
Even to add to that, in the movie, there's apparently a fucking scene where they're going to like try for this competition and they weren't good enough because there's like these older guys that are judging these girls for this competition, and like even that, and like that's just part of the movie. That's not them actually casting them like they had to in real life to make the fucking movie. Just that clip in the movie just makes you want to throw up. You got these old dudes just sitting here like, how well can this girl shake her ass? Is she qualified?
Yeah.
Is it really all
like
about
fucking Pornhub
like
casting?
There's not
though.
Like other dance in it.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just like
I think
that.
It's all. Yeah.
From
what I've seen, my laptop actually just took a dump on me, so I'm not able to verify it. But from what I've seen, is what was really the issue is that when Netflix was confronted about this whole cuties thing, they didn't condemn it, and they didn't say that, you know, we condemn, you know, pedophilia or anything like that. All that they stated was that they don't discriminate against anybody's sexualities or something like that. It was like Netflix's response to people being upset about it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a whole statement they released, and I'm pretty sure they also said, like, pretty much what you said, Austin, but, like, they don't, like, they provide content for all different people and cultures and stuff. And it's like, okay, but if a culture or anybody who enjoys this type of content obviously needs to be in a fucking jail cell. So, and just the fact that, I mean, I don't think a lot of people know how big of a production a movie is. You know, there's a lot of people behind this, and no one was like, this is fucked up. I don't know how no one like said, this is fucked. What are we doing? Like,
it's a French movie, and I'm pretty sure in France, the age of consent, this might be wrong. I believe it's 15. Maybe 16, something young, like something that's way lower than the States. Made it normal. Maybe over there they don't see it as a bad thing. Maybe they have people that were just at the age of consent that were the actors lying about their age. Like in the movie, they say they're 11. Maybe they were at the age of consent and were able to be casted into this. But if they really like took 10-year-old,
there would have to be no real consent given. But I mean, if they're only dancing, but like, so from what I've read off of a few articles is that the way that Netflix kind of does their production is completely different than any way that normal production studios would do it, like Disney or, you know, anywhere else. But they pretty much let the writers and the directors just run away with it, and they don't go crazy about their budget because from what I know is that, like, they just were like, all right, here's a season, here's two seasons. Like, Netflix was making so much money in the past few years that, like, they weren't over-managing every single movie like, you know, how we've learned to understand directing and everything, whatnot. They just kind of just – they just gave – from what I know, you know, they just give them the movie, and then whenever they return, they review it, and then that's that.
Yeah, and then they send
like
it out.
They're a lot looser on
really
it.
There,
if it's a Netflix or like, – yeah, that's if it's a Netflix original, though. But
yeah.
Either
way, it's just like I feel like as a company, as a corporation, as a whole image right now, especially a rising way of for people to view their media. I mean, if it does offend so many people, like I said, I haven't watched the movie, so I can't speak 100% accurately on it. But if they're getting all these complaints. Whether it is extremely inappropriate, mildly inappropriate, just gauge for kids. I mean, from what I hear now, I think it's disgusting. Why would you, as a corporation, as the CEO of Netflix, not condemn this project that you allowed and paid other people to make? Like, why would you not publicly condemn it if, you know, if it was that big of a problem? I mean, the last thing I read before this laptop just took a shit on me is that Netflix statement fucking said that Cuties is a movie that is the main drive to it is against the sexualization of children. They said that they made the movie as a way to show how not to sexualize children. And that was just a tab before I even clicked on the article. So it's like, why it's like Trump, like, telling the KKK, he said, like, hold on, instead of condemning fucking racism and shit like that.
Damn,
like, it's why could you just not go out there and just be like, hey, you know, these are kids. If you touch kids, you get your fucking dick cut off. You get hung from a fucking tree and a bag of biscuits stuffed up your fucking ass. Like, just tell the people what they want to fucking hear, because fuck, that shit's disgusting. Like, how do people sleep at night? Like, do they sleep on a bag of money and they're just like, fuck it, we're exploiting this shit? I don't get it.
Yeah. Just the lack of mortality is, or not mortality, morality is scary. You know, just that no one, I mean, it took the internet going crazy for anyone to realize anything, and Netflix still kind of, as you're saying, you know, has excuses, and like empty excuses too. It's like, no, this is fucked up. Take it off the platform. It's fucking disgusting. It shouldn't be there. There's no reason for it, and apologize and move on, you know, especially a big corporate, because Netflix is huge, dude. Netflix is huge.
Take the fucking L, dude. Just take an L.
Yeah,
because I mean, for me personally, it's, if I see a child like that, I don't sexualize that child. It's like, even like all the way going back from when we were kids, you know, there's beauty pageants and like children that age going around,
well,
and they're in bikinis
show,
and whatnot. And you naturally don't, your mind naturally doesn't sexualize that child. But now with all this political debate going on about these pedophiles being possibly accepted in the LGBTQ and shit, like, people are instantly doing something, like, their mind is switching to just bad spots, you know?
Yeah, getting bad juju from it. But that's also a thing, like, some of the shit you gotta question, like, sure, it's been normalized for so long, but, like, when the whole Pizzagate thing really got big, I think it was over this summer when all those names were being threatened to be dropped, and some of them were, like, whether it's real or not, it's still scary to think that, like, some of these actors that you looked up to as a kid are out here, like, fucking other kids. Like, you can't tell me Justin Bieber wasn't getting bummed in the ass, bro.
Yeah, I completely forgot that's what stirred up the whole Cuties thing, is that because it was right after Pizzagate and that island that, you know, was it Weinstein had or something. It's like perfect time to release that, you know, perfect time.
Yeah.
It was very, very poor timing. Maybe a few years ago, maybe just not at all.
Like, you know,
no, not at all.
They withheld, they didn't premiere that movie with Seth Rogen in it, where he went to North Korea and whatnot, and like got it with Kim Jong-un due to bad relations with North Korea.
Oh my, yeah, that was nuts.
But like they waited like 5 months to put that in theaters. That was mostly due to threat, but it's like Netflix. Why could have you just not like? Can't you have waited till Pizzagate died down or like you know like why or just like can't you read the world and realize that this is disgusting and this is how people are gonna take it? You know, it's not
yeah.
like a.
I
don't know.
I mean, I think
it's not
yeah.
about morality for them. It's all dollar bills. Like I said, I can sleep. It's probably on
and
a bag of money.
Yeah, that's all they care about. And I was thinking the other day, it's crazy how like our parents and shit, or grandparents, whatever, and you go back and like Elvis was just shaking his hips, and that shit was like, oh my God, it's the devil's. You can't fucking watch this. He's sexualizing. And now it's like you got Cardi B's ass cheeks hanging out. You got little kids fucking doing this shit. And like everything's
yeah.
about all music. It's like, it's crazy. The advancement.
I want to touch a little early onto another topic in mind. Like it's like the, how rapid it all advanced, like how quick everything has happened and how quickly I wouldn't even say progressed. I'd honestly have to say degressed over the past even 10 years, man. How much has changed
are we
in 10 years,
rap?
Let alone 20, 30?
Are you talking about rap?
Crazy. With what?
I didn't hear what you said. Are you talking about, like, the rap culture itself?
Oh, just everything in general. Just how rapidly we're normalizing things and advancing in culture so quickly. Everybody's got a right to do whatever the fuck they want to do, and nobody's allowed to tell them no. Everybody should be accepted for who they are. And
yeah.
to an extent, yeah, but then when you got pedophiles making movies of these fucking 11-year-olds, and people are just like, yeah, he's allowed to do that. They can make that movie. It's a culture. No, it's not.
Yeah, I swear to God, if I even – I seen something about that. If that's not a culture, and it's like, you know, I really, especially nowadays, I try to not get political, but there's just those certain morality lines that, you know, you sleep with and you wake up with every night. And if that ever becomes a culture, God fucking damn. If some fucking baby fuck comes up to me and even says, like, how would you restrain yourself from ringing him up by his ballsack and hanging him from the closest shepherd's hook off a fucking roof? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's crazy that people are even trying to fucking normalize that.
Yeah.
But it was what? Niagara Falls, somebody who worked with the Niagara Falls Electrical Union, like, assaulted a man in a court hearing. Because he raped his daughter and whatnot, and it's like, you know, that was a year or two ago. It's just like, you know, you
yeah,
can't normalize that shit. That shit's fucking sick. I don't even like your human's brain isn't even formed completely until they're like 25. You have the basic
yeah,
sense of everything at 18.
WAP,
you're running
dude,
off
WAP,
of all hormones.
Yeah.
WAP is like subconsciously imprinting into these kids' brains that it's normal.
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah,
they're raising cultures that think this shit's normal because it's on the TV, it's on my phone, it's on fucking Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes,
yeah.
YouTube.
And more
go on
people
Netflix,
are going
watch
to keep
this
doing
movie.
It. More, I mean,
like a wise man once told me, it doesn't matter if you're listening to it or not. Any audio that's being received in your ears is being stored somewhere in your brain, and it will sit there, and it will have, you know. So, thus forth thinking, you know, anything you listen to, it's in your brain. It's stored there. It will do something after a while. Who knows what? Maybe it might help you rationalize doing drugs. Maybe it might help you rationalize fucking gangbanging, or maybe, you know, with everything else. You can't just, I mean, yeah, listening to something and being like, oh, yeah, this is just fun. I would never do that. Yeah, that's cool. But like I said, even if you're listening to it or not, your mind is still storing that fucking, that whole personality in itself in its own subliminal sense.
Right. And to kind of put a pin in this and wrap up and move on a little bit, because I agree with everything you guys are saying, and it is fucked up. And Kevin, you were kind of talking about the advancement. I know you wanted to talk about more like the advancement of technology and stuff to kind of move
yeah.
on from that. Everything, you
yeah.
know, it is changing And I mean, it's still changing to this day, you know, right now, you know, the fact, and I was thinking about this, the fact, and what's cool to me, especially in like weaponry technology, right? The fact that like, you know, just like what, 100, 200 years ago, there was like muskets. Before that, you got swords and shit. Now we have RPGs and shit, the rocket launchers. What do you guys think about that?
Well, no, I mean,
honestly, it's fucking terrifying, dude. You can press a fucking button and you can destroy an entire country. You can destroy the whole world. You got fucking nukes hiding underground just sitting there waiting to be used. One day someone slips and hits that fucking button, boom, we're all dead.
But see, that's the thing, man. After the Cold War, about the 50s, the Roswell projects, everything that happened at the Hanford site just with storing the chemicals and, you know, the WIP facility, everything that had to do with the nuclear bombs, at that point, after that one bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, before the second one even hit, every country, every massive power in the world knew that at that point there's no – it doesn't matter if you could – advance your weapon technology, you know, tenfold. We already have something in our hands that could blast a whole community, that could destroy the whole world. So now all that it really is just politics. It's under controlling these things because we've created such powerful weapons that we could all literally destroy this planet at a click of a button. And like Kevin said, it could be a mistake. It could be one guy who got a bad radio transmission and fired a nuke off a sub or something, and then boom, every country in alliance responds, and then, you know, it's classic Simpsons scene of rockets flying all over a fucking globe.
Some crazy cunt hacks the fucking system and fucking sends some nukes to a country that pissed them off. Like, anything. The possibilities are endless because there's so much technology everywhere. Everything is fucking technology and computers. You can fucking, your phone is an unlimited box of information, and it's a utility. It's a fucking tool that you can use to do shit. People can hack entire fucking businesses with their phone. You can hack with a cell phone, and it's very fucking easy if you just know how to do it. And it's scary. It's such a scary fucking world to live in, dude. It's hard to wake up every day and just pretend that all this isn't possible.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, so, I mean, when Barack Obama was in office, you got to think, you know, this was definitely, you know, a few long time from now. I mean, considering our age, what, half our fucking life almost. Damn, we're young. But he had Predator drones out there. He actually made a joke during like a White House committee thing, and he made a joke about using these Predator drones and like, oh, this person may accidentally get hit with them or something like that. But, and he would fire these Predator drones, and they had like, I think it was like a 10-mile accuracy rate or something like that. And they killed more children than they did anything else, like, and he would just fire them left and right.
Yeah.
And that, to me, you know, what's that, like, you know, 2012, like, we already had that technology to send an RC plane to just go blow up anything we want then, you know?
Yeah, we're just getting
saying,
more.
Like, it's not about
faster.
The weapons, it's about the politics.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
all,
we're getting
race.
So advanced. Daniel, what is the thing that Microsoft has for their Xboxes where it's like, you know, where you can dance in front of it and shit?
The Kinect.
The Kinect. Okay, so I was reading an article a few years back where the military was actually using the Kinect to make like a form of, it wasn't called invisibility, but it was a way to blend in. And what it would do is like the Kinect would sense all the movements because, you know, they would have one on the front and the back, and it would reflect the images as if when somebody looked at you, then they would be seen right through you. And I mean, it's just wild, you know. We really don't know what's out there. If you've ever seen one of those stealth fighters fly over your head, you know, you're just like, what the flying fuck?
I want to definitely get into, like, cell phones and the internet, too. Like, like I was saying, like you have this box of unlimited information in your hands, and the way that technology is developing is that we're just getting so much more, so much faster. And like, dude, these days, like I wake up like losing my mind because I got people blowing up my fucking phone. I got notifications fucking dinging. And then these fucking things that are happening on this stupid fucking box that's in my hand right now, like they're starting to control the world around you. Like this shit's apparently the real world. What somebody fucking said on the goddamn internet. I mean, they said it, right? So like that's who they are now. Fuck. There's just so much to do on this little box. You got back to say with the children. They're sitting there staring at a phone. So many kids that I see nowadays being raised
that.
By these
I
fucking bitches.
That.
Oh, let's give them a fucking iPad. They can sit there and fucking play games, watch TV, watch YouTube, do whatever. Like,
I mean, with all respect, we have no grounds to really be commenting on that because we have no children. I mean, I don't have children, but to me, you know, I mean, I was with a woman who refused to have their children use the tablets, but then they would go, you know, to their fathers and then they would use the tablets there. And I've never seen these children throw a bigger fit than them when they did, when they didn't have their big square light up screen in front of them. I almost feel like it's a hack to parenting.
A friend of mine that has a toddler, young kid, very young kid, not in school yet. In school, just started, I believe. They gave this kid a tablet to do their homework on. They gave them a fucking tablet to do their homework on. They're not giving them a piece of paper teaching them how to write and draw shapes and letters and numbers. They're like, oh, fucking do it on this little screen. And the kid loses his mind when it doesn't have this screen. And I've seen that in plenty of children where you take the phone away and they just start screaming and crying. And sure, it's like a kid where you take the toy away, they're going to throw a fucking fit. But like with a phone, like normalizing that, being stuck on this screen, living this fake world, these kids are just so absorbed in it. I babysitted for a child that was about 4 years old, and he every day when he got home from school, I was really only there to put him on the bus. I'd go home and then get him off. We'd hang out for a couple hours. This kid wanted to watch this guy and his family, like his children, play video games, and that's all they did was just sit there, and he'd want to watch them play video games. Watching videos of people playing something on a screen, like that to me is just mind fucking numbing to the max.
Yeah.
What are you learning from that? How to play a game? Maybe you can get some family values off it. Sorry, I don't want to keep going, Daniel. I'll let you go, brother.
No, you're good, Kevin, because I'm actually going to add you, I'm adding to your point because, and the sad part of it, guys, is it's not just fucking children. Take your basic 21-year-old Starbucks drinking basic bitch, whatever. Take a phone out of her hands and see how she acts. Or even just a basic dude, any dude. Take a phone out of his hand, see how he acts. Take a dude's Xbox away, see how he acts. People are too dependent on technology.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to throw it to you for a second.
We're so used to it. If I lose my phone, if my phone dies and I'm not home, I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to plug it in. And mainly for that reason, it's like, what if my car breaks down? I drive a $200 piece of shit for, dude. That thing can die at any minute. But then even like, what if my friend hits me up? What if someone needs me? What if, just knowing it's not there makes me lose my mind because I'm like, I'm so used to it. It's like my wallet. I lose my wallet. I tweak. I lose my phone. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because you remember we could go back to those times where, you know, we didn't even have to worry about that at all. And I'm one of the people that, I mean, when I have a hard day at work and I'm feeling, you know, some type of way, I do not respond to anything at all. I mean, I'll come home, it'll be 4 o'clock, you know, I still got like a few hours to be up, but it's just my brain is so mentally exhausted from work that I can't even fathom picking up a phone and trying to actually respond to people.
Yeah,
so these phones
have
allowed us such immediate communication for so long, so it's naturally making, you know, our brains and other people's brains like expect such immediate results, immediate communication and this and that. And it's just like half the times none of these things need to be talked about. It's like, fuck, I'm 25, but if you don't call me, I don't give a shit about what you're talking about because, you know, anybody can message me about dumb shit every day.
real quick, I want to get into. I don't know if you guys looked up or heard of that the new Netflix special, The Social Dilemma. Basically, it had a bunch of people from huge companies like Google, Microsoft. I think Instagram, the guy that made Pinterest. There's a few others. There's probably like 10 people, maybe 15 that were on there being interviewed. And a lot of it, the huge thing I picked up on was it's basically creating an AI of us on the internet. When you fucking link all of your accounts together, your precious Google account that makes your life so fucking easy, they are making like an AI of you, like what you like, what interests you, what you buy, what you thumbs up on Facebook, how long you're staring at a post on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, how long you're looking at this thing on the internet. And that's why, like, if you even talking about something, you have a conversation with your friend, you hop on Facebook, Instagram, you see an ad for what you just talked about, and you're like, whoa. Yeah, they're fucking listening. Don't fucking think they're not.
Yeah,
you give you permission to do that shit, dude. And they're creating a fucking AI profile of you, and they're targeting you with ads. And, like, if you're scrolling through your feed, there's some shit that you don't like. You keep scrolling past it. Ooh, it'll throw you a funny ass meme. You're gonna fucking heart react that. Oh, you're gonna see three more funny ass memes in this crazy ass video that's gonna blow your mind. That's what they want. We are the product, dude. We are the ones that's we're giving them what they want. All they want to do is just pick up on our information, throw these ads at us, get us to buy shit, get us to like these products. However we can influence humans, we're fucking cheap, dude.
Yeah,
keep bowing down to the shepherd.
It's all legal,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah,
because...
I mean, but that's the thing.
Go ahead.
I apologize, Dan. You can go on. This tracking, these cookies, and everything else that's on the internet, the buyer's sense of what they want to buy and how they advertise to them is one of the most profitable things to be sold on the internet right now. It's like if you can create a whole analysis of, you know, say that you can gather all this data and bring it to, I don't know, fucking like Cabela's and see who really likes to fish at what time of year, what race of people, what stereotypes, how old are they, where do they usually go to school. You could sell that to people for so
yes,
much money.
Do.
These
they
companies would pay
We're just
so
being
much
bid
money.
Out. We're being bid out by ad companies. It's fucked.
They control everything, dude, and it's all legal too because they can track, they could do all that because of the terms and agreements that are basically they have all that. No one fucking reads that shit when you download an app or download something. You just fucking click and you just gave your first
every website
child
you
away,
go to. You this
fucking...
website asks if we can get cookies and shit like that, and you just click sure to get it out of the fucking way. I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
No, yeah, but that's
well,
how it
here,
is.
Man, I have this article right here that stating that, you know, Facebook giant himself, Zuck the Suck from fucking alien fucking Zuck fucking planet, he admitted to listening to some voice conversations that people were having, and this was in 2019, but it said here the social media giant admitted that, in fact, he has been listening in on some user conversations. Following an investigation report by Bloomberg, the company admitted that it had been employing a third-party contractor, probably employing third parties so they have less chance of being fucking sued, third-party contractors to transcribe the audio message that the users exchange on its messenger app in order to help with, you know, the ads.
That's fucking nuts.
Christ.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. It's
it says right here too.
It's
yeah.
Not surprising.
Kevin, it was used to feed into to improve AI transcriptions. Like,
exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I thought that he denied this, but.
Needs to go and watch The Fucking Social Dilemma on Netflix. I'm telling you, dude.
Oh,
you'll watch
God.
That shit, and you'll look at your phone, and you're going to be like, why? Why do I even have this thing? You're going to want to throw it out the fucking window. It's terrifying. But I thought that, too, and 10 minutes later, I'm sitting there playing some fucking game on my phone. Ooh, for just 99 cents, you can get 300 gems. Oh, shit, I might have to. I got that money in my account.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even
I'm
those
just,
games
I'm
themselves,
so
they're geared towards
those games itself are geared towards like playing mind tricks on you to make you want to like actually win it. So like even with Candy Crush itself, like there's an original theory that's like actually called like the Candy Crush theory, and that's saying that it can get anybody like addicted to it, and it was created to addict people because it's like it's what they call an obtainable challenge. So pretty much it's very difficult, but you will constantly be able to rematch in your three colors. And no matter what, out of chance, sooner or later, you're going to get through that level. So it's at the perfect level of difficulty to where your mind is going to be releasing dopamine at three different points of you playing this game. And they're using that, and ever since then, they've been using that same, you know, theory to do anything with phone apps, so it will trigger dopamine to be released in your brain. Ooh, I matched three colors. Ooh, I got a combo, you know, and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not even the paranoid one. Like, these are just facts.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, there's people that admit to doing that shit. It's crazy. And it's crazy how we all feed
into it. No, Candy Crush. Yeah, Candy Crush was designed to be addicting. And yeah, it is true, 100%.
All right, boys, to kind of move on, and we're getting towards the end here, so there's one more thing we got to talk about. And this has been dope, by the way. Thanks for coming out again, guys. But
great time.
We might have to just do this again.
And it's cool,
I know,
because...
Dan, I think you may need to tell me to shut up sometime.
Shut up, Sheldon.
Well, speaking of a bunch of assholes talking over each other, let's talk about the presidential debate.
I'll start because I probably have the shortest comment on this as possible. Now, I'm not political at all anymore. I mean, it's sad. You know, I do not get political with people. I keep those views private, just how they're supposed to be. Personally, I mean, I'm all for Joe Jorgensen. But so the other day I seen everybody going off about the debates and whatnot and how they were stupid. So I went on YouTube and I looked up highlights of the debates from last night. And within the first minutes, I did not even think they would be that bad, considering last year's, you know, it started off good and then he randomly just started saying weird shit to Hillary and then like standing behind her like he was just trying to poke her into buttholes or some shits. But within the first 30 seconds, Trump interrupts Biden to just be like, did you hear that? He just said that he wasn't going to have the military do this, this, and that. Did you hear that? And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's just another he said, she said shit. And then I just shut it right off. And I wanted to listen to it. I wanted to be into it. But it's like you're not even allowing third-party candidates to debate these people. And nothing got done. Like, and people don't understand,
yeah.
Like, debates were never like this. The government wasn't like this.
No, it's entertainment television. That's all it is. It's because Trump knows his way around entertainment television. That was really all he was involved in, other than his wonderful millionaire lifestyle. But, it was a shit show. It was really just a whole competition of my dad's truck's bigger than your dad's truck. But what really... But I knew it was going to be just a fuck fest. I loved when Biden told him to shut up. Sure, that's not presidential at all, and all the Trumpers out there listening were like, oh, it wasn't presidential. Yeah, neither is mocking at this.
Oh, how can they even say anything, dude?
But my favorite part was when Biden said something that really pissed off Trump, and I could tell that Trump was getting scared because even the moderator was like, would you just shut the fuck up? But Trump ended up saying he got all his facts wrong about Biden's kid. He said something about him like overdosing on cocaine or something about being a coke addict. And like I saw in Biden's eyes, that fucked him up because like, dude, he's got enough on his shoulders and you're gonna poke the fucking fire. You're gonna be like, your kid was a cocaine addict. Like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything that you guys are debating about? You gotta one up them and just swing your dick around because you're a little fucking child and you gotta win everything. Win and get my way. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Trump fans,
politics
I'm sorry,
used to be. I have no apologies, man. Politics used to have, you know, a sort of sophisticated sense to it. I mean, I remember even watching it as kids. You watch Barack Obama. He was an amazing speaker. And I remember, George Bush.
It's
he wasn't
corrupt,
that good, but
like,
at least
nice
that man
can act the part.
Exactly. Just act it. I mean, fuck, it's like Barack Obama was amazing. That man could talk. I mean, you know, I was.
Oh, I love
I'm
listening
not gonna
to him.
Get
I miss
abuse,
hearing his speeches.
Bush was a horrible president. I mean, like, and all around just running his mouth and whatnot. But, you know, when shit got bad, he would throw on a fucking cowboy hat and stand in front of a fucking jet and just start mumbling some shit and then make everybody happy again and not go off on some crazy shit, you know? And it's just now you give a – how old's Trump? Like 70-something? Dude, imagine giving a 70-something-year-old man a fucking phone. And being like, hey, man, this is Twitter. You can write anything on here right now, and the whole fucking country will listen to you and take it seriously.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. My grandma's been on Twitter for like 10 years. She's like more advanced than me. It's fucked.
Yo, you should. I don't even have a Twitter. I don't see any fucking point.
No, neither do I. She's sending me Twitter links through text all day, and I'm like, grandma, chill. But like that, like him being on Twitter, being able to just say whatever he wants, Sleepy Joe. I get emails. So when Trump had his rally in Oklahoma, there was a thing where it's like go and reserve as many tickets as possible. So I made a bunch of fucking emails. I already had a few that were already made because I'm a weirdo and don't want people tracing me. So I fucking used all these emails, reserved damn near 20 tickets, and like I felt good about it. But all these emails constantly get fucking blown up by the actual Trump campaign. I thought it was a fucking, like a total, like, not a hack, whatever you want to call it, because they want you to donate in every one. So I'm like, these are all fake. This is just somebody trying to rip me off. No, it's the actual Trump campaign. It says shit like Sleepy Joe and the dumb Democrats will never beat us. We are powerful. Donate money and we will match it times 700%. We'll, like, what the fuck, dude? I don't remember getting emails like that from the fucking Obama administration. Nor any other fucking president, just shoving this propaganda down your throat. I don't think Biden does that. Just politics. I'm not saying
I'm
on Biden's side at all.
I really must say that. No, but I really must say that this is the first president that I have gotten sponsored Facebook ads while he is still in office to buy his MAGA hat on Facebook. Like, whoever is running his communications and whatnot is not working. I mean, they're really playing to the whole card. I mean, I still really believe I wish I could find the article, but it was somebody who was close to him stated that when he won the presidency, his jaw just dropped and he didn't know what to do. And, like, he didn't want to win it. He all wanted it as a way to, like, you know, get another – To get another show, to get his name back out there so he can put more blow up his nose and have fucking girls in Harleys and fucked up pictures and shit like that, you know?
Fuck, dude.
And originally he was a Democrat, so it's like, I don't know. Man,
it was all just a ploy. It's a marketing scheme. That's all it fucking is, and it's just gotten so out of hand. Like, at first, everybody knew what Trump was really doing. Well, not everybody. There was some fucking people that were, he's going to fix the economy. But the people that were like, he's just here for the fucking show. And even his own campaign was like, he's here for the show. But then after a while, like, everybody started getting a little worried. They're like, wait a minute. Like, what's he going to do next? What's he going to say next? They're like, oh, goddamn. You want to talk about fucking Joe having dementia? I don't know if you guys heard the it's hard to find. It's an interview. It's a rally that Trump was just going off talking about, like, we're going to break many records. I have Eric Clapton's records. The mouth is an amazing instrument. The mouth connected to the brain is an amazing instrument. And he's just, like, saying just the craziest shit because nobody wrote him a fucking script to follow. And he definitely didn't take
fucking
meds that day, dude.
I'm sure that you read it, though. What is it? Barack Obama, he had 12 writers that would be on a panel, and they would each write his speeches for him, and they would each have a job of doing different ones. And so the same panel gets passed down to the next president, and then if they want to choose, or, you know, like they it doesn't get passed down. You know, they have to fill that cabinet, or they could take the other people if they want it. But it's been verified multiple different times that Trump has been given the speech and literally just throws it back at him. He's like, yep, I'm not going to read that, and then just goes out there and rambles. It's the only president, like, you got 12 fucking people who are studying your whole United States economy and what these old people who watch Fox News are thinking, and they're all writing a perfect speech for you. Then all you have to go out there and do is say it, and his senile ass is just probably blowing a bunch of fucking coke and then yelling about whatever the hell he's yelling about. Like, he's yelling about coal mines and fucking – it's like he's yelling about coal mines and, like, saving your gun rights, and then he legalized more gun rights than most presidents have. And it's just like, yeah, coal mines are great and you're going to save a few towns, but – I don't know. Nuclear energy is cleaner than coal if done the right way. But, you know, I mean, hell, I guess nobody told Trump that, or maybe he doesn't look into it. Fuck.
Yeah.
He just literally says whatever people want to hear.
Dan, what do you got to say about this, man? I'm interested.
I just fucking, if this is the only two hopes we have, then God fucking help us. That's all I got to
yes.
say, because I know you were kind of bashing Trump right now. Biden's no fucking better. He's a piece of shit.
No, not
like
at all.
He's actually tied into multiple sexual harassment charges where he brought one of them. He was trying to elect a Supreme Court justice in, I believe, the late 80s or early 90s, and he brought a woman in front of a Senate committee, which is pretty much like – it's like going to court, but there's no time limit. And they just needled her over her accusations of sexual harassment that the Supreme Court justice – and they did this for, like, 20 hours and, you know, just, like, destroyed this woman. And there's recordings of it, and the things that he said on there are all horrible. And
yeah.
It's – they're both just as bad. And that's the thing. It's like third party needs to be in – these debates. I mean, if you're not going to put them on the news, we all understand that the Clintons got their whole hand on the fucking bag of biscuits that is CNN, and I don't know what senators or what kind of Trump dick is in Fox, but man, them people got something up their ass. Or if they don't have something up their ass, a pinky here and there might help them, because they are fucking cunts.
Yeah, bro.
But,
what
I'm trying to get at here,
man.
If people, you know, if people are out here listening right now, there is third party. They tell you it is a wasted vote. Listen, who knows? It may be a wasted vote. It may not be a wasted vote. I can't tell you that. And most people are telling you that can't tell you that. They're probably telling you that because they want you to vote for the other person. But even if it is
normal,
a wasted vote, you're at least going
to
give that person that you voted for the self-confidence that they had those votes and they actually had a chance, so maybe they may run again and do something better. Right now we have a libertarian in as running, Jo Jorgensen, and, you know, she's – libertarians are kind of they're more stricter on their rights. She would really be changing a lot of stuff, but it would be back to, you know – more individualism, individual rights, is just the rule of law, restriction on tax, restriction on guns, obviously.
And that's the thing,
government.
Like, is it better to have a puppet in office where other people are pulling the fucking strings for them? That, is it better to have that than somebody smart enough to use their power in a way that could be harmful to a whole different group of people? Just flip the whole switch around.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I'm scary all the way around, dude. Modern politics in the United States is it's all just
we wouldn't even know because, like, it's legal for senators and it's legal. These donations are legal that are given, you know, to the senators and the senators and the presidents, like, say that, you know, somebody's going to pass a no smoking bill, and then, like, somebody who's against Philip Morris. Like, I mean, Philip Morris is one of the number one people. They have lobbied. It's lobbying. our whole government is run by which senator can buy the, I mean, you know, which Philip Morris rep can buy which senator a nicer yacht, and then maybe they'll get their fucking dickie a little sticky. It's all bought and paid for, and as long as it's labeled as a gift, then these people can accept it. It's like they, it's a law that they can't accept bribes, but you, it's a gift. I don't know. I could be wrong too. So I apologize if I'm wrong on the legality of it, but I know that, you know, they're all bought and paid for.
Yeah.
How would Uberman make it all in New York?
I mean, Biden's the clear case for me, because I've been saying it from the beginning. If Biden wins, the whole Democrat, you have 15 people fucking pulling the strings. Even listen to the guy talk. He's not all there. There's more people than just Biden that's going to be
president. Why do we got these old motherfuckers running for president? We got two old fucking bags out of their fucking time. Now, I know you got to be a certain age to be president, but, like, fuck, like, can we get, like, a 40-year-old dude that kind of – that's with the fucking times, at least, you know? Can actually
you need someone with
shit,
your finger
doesn't
on
have
the
to
phone.
Have someone pulling his fucking strings.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's such a firm grip by all the senators, and even, you know, like, I'm not even being paranoid here. There's proof, you know, showing that Democratic people are affiliated with the Democrats, own part of CNN, and vice versa with Fox, that anybody else really name out top down. I mean, hell, have you seen Joe Jorgensen on the TV at all? Once? They won't even allow her debate. And she's actually I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, I said maybe once I've seen her on TV. I've seen her on maybe a handful of ads on my beautiful little smartphone here.
Yeah, but they don't let her talk. She's actually driving around the country right now hoping to talk to people, all because they won't let her speak on the TV. I mean, it's just, it's just wrong. I mean,
it's always been that
it's
way.
It's all lizard people, dude. It's all fucking lizard people running everything.
I mean, yeah, man. It's the Dulce. Ever since the Dulce bass got discovered, man.
Where's fucking Joe Rogan?
Dude, Uncle Erpy would know. Don't even get me started.
Erpy has the fucking words of wisdom.
Yes, he would.
But, I mean, oh my God. I remember a buddy of mine showing me Wyatt, good old Wyatt Earp. Showing me videos of Bill Clinton's eyes doing the reptilian thing because he was so convinced about it. And same with George Bush's, too. This shit makes you... go on YouTube and search up, like, Bush or President's reptilian eyes, and you'll see it.
Good God.
I mean, they're I don't know, fucking weird.
I'm going to need a few more drinks for all that.
Yeah. That's
This is Uncle YY. You know him, man. He believed in everything. Anything was a possibility.
Well, Dan, what are we doing here?
We're actually going to head home, guys. This has been great. Would love to have both of you back on someday. I think we got a lot of good content out. We got to touch on some interesting fucking shit. So,
yeah,
I appreciate it.
If I may interrupt, can you please give your opinion on the presidential? Oh, I mean, we all interrupted him, but Dan didn't get his sense, so. Do you think? Do you think
I'm just so done with it because, I mean, I identify as Republican, right? But I see both sides. I'm one of those guys. I go by policies, not fucking party.
Yeah, I'm not saying pick a side. I'm just saying, like, the whole general, you know, they're not allowing third party, just everything in general.
Well, they've never allowed third party, and it's always been bullshit.
Oh,
and
I know they have, and it's been
our,
20 years.
Yeah, we can get all of our friends to all vote, and I know we were talking about the wasted vote earlier. The sad thing is that it is a wasted vote because the Electoral College will never let it happen. Third party's never going to win.
I know.
And it sucks, but it's the way it is. And now we have two guys, and it's forcing us, the American people, to pick between who's the lesser of two evils. That's what we got to say to ourselves. And that's fucking whack.
A giant douche and a turd sandwich, homie.
Yeah, like who's the least scummy out of these two scumbags? And that's our choice. you know, and it's just fucking, it's bad. I think before we go, though, we do got to touch on what he said, what Donald Trump said when he was asked to condemn white supremacists, because we did not cover that yet.
Yeah,
I know you turned it off,
yeah.
Austin. I don't know if you heard about it, but...
Stand by and stand back, he said. He literally asked them. He said, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to call them? What do you want me to consider it as? It could be because he doesn't have any common decency to say, hey, that's kind of fucked up to be racist.
When did he not condemn it? Tell me what to say.
Okay. So the guy asked
When did
him,
this happen? Explain the whole background, because this happened like a year or two ago in, I believe, North Carolina, where a bunch of people thought that they were KKK, but went to Home Depot and bought them out of fucking tiki torches, and it was weird. I don't know if you remember that happening. Dan, will you please give the background to, do you know what happened that
yes.
Trump
I'll
did not condemn?
Yes. The guy, Christopher Wallace, right? He asked Trump the question. No, not Christopher. I don't fucking remember his name, but he asked him, do you condemn white supremacists in these groups? It was a very basic question. He just asked him, do you condemn these people? Do you condemn white supremacists? And Trump basically, first he tried to rebuttal with, he didn't answer it, and he said, most of that stuff I'm seeing is coming from, you know, the Democrats. You know, he's pushing that towards the Democrats, and he's saying, well, those are the people that are doing it. But they're saying, just that's not what we're asking. Do you condemn it? Him, the guy and Joe both said, well, do you condemn it? Do you? Because he won't answer the question. And he just says, like, he's like, I want peace, which was fucking hilarious that Donald Trump said, I want peace. But
he said this on a national debate.
Yeah, and it was very much like a shit show. It was crazy. And then he asked him, he's like, well, do you condemn it? And Donald Trump said, these boys stand back and stand by. And then he went into his diatribe. And that's the line, stand back, stand by, is what everyone's picking apart. That's what's bringing the controversy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, August 2017. I think it may have been North Carolina, but he said, do you guys remember they were all carrying tiki torches? They were doing a march or something that ended up getting violent. I think the National Guard needed to get called in. But Trump said, there's fine people on both sides here. That's what it was. That was the quote to it, like how Dan just said the quote they're picking apart in 2017, the quote they're picking apart was fine people. President Trump called the people who were supporting the KKK or neo-Nazi.
Well, he can't condemn his fan base.
Fine,
he's going to lose his supporters. See, I'm going to throw
you a nice little piece of knowledge.
Let me throw you something real nice.
All right,
Not every Trump supporter is racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter. And I'm going to leave it at that.
What do you mean?
Not every Trump supporter is racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter. I don't know any fucking racist people that say, Biden, bro.
Like, I do.
I mean,
Philadelphia must be way better than good old Western New York.
I don't know exactly. All I know is that Trump's father, he's the main reason why Trump is the piece of garbage he is today. It was Fred Trump, but that's the only reason that Trump had a name and anything at all is that he gave him all the money so he could buy all these apartments down in like the downtown Bronx and something like that. But his father, Fred Trump, if I'm not right, I believe he built Levittown, and Levittown is an apartments. No, it was a living community where there was only white people, and the residents there were told that no black people would come in there, and there's actual newsreels of them throwing whole fits and rioting because a black family moved in there, you know, and there's so many people who sued Fred Trump for racism. just down to the apartments that he owns in the Queens. I mean, even when the Taj Mahal was going out of business, that the Taj Mahal, the casino that Donald Trump was building, when that was going out of business, I believe his father went in there and purposely lost $500,000. Just so he could give his son the money, quote unquote, legally. He did it that way because he knew that the maximum amount of fines that he would have got, that Trump would have got for illegally accepting the money, would have only amounted up to $50,000. So, because that's like how business, business crimes work. They end up finding you, but there's always a max. It's like they've been doing scummy shit. Trump wouldn't be where he was if it wasn't for his father, you know.
Yeah, I could argue that about every politician. That, I mean, I don't think there's any good ones. I think you got to be fucked up to get to the position you're at some point. Businessmen, politicians, that's just a theory of mine. You know, you're definitely going to step on some heads and fucking shit on the way to that top. You're good. I feel like a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see Trump and Biden and we see the scumbags, but the sad part is, as those politicians that you guys were talking about that are better speakers or whatever, or they're more of a brand, you know, it's less like risky, but they still have those like same opinions too. They're fucked up people, dude. They're just fake, you know, and it's just everywhere. It's sad how corrupt shit has gotten.
It's got to be second nature to them to be able to do that shit. Like you got to be born with that kind of fucked up brain to be able to be a politician and just, you got millions of people telling you they want you dead or that they love you, and you, or like you fucked up all these people over in some sort of way, and like you're just able to go to bed at night and brush that off like it was fucking nothing. Oh, whoops, I got 100 fucking people bombed today. Whatever. Not like I'm ever gonna meet them.
Yeah. What's up, Austin?
I was just agreeing with what he had to say.
Oh, I feel you. But we are going to wrap this up before the government sends a drone and blows up my laptop.
You're running a little bit late.
No,
Dan,
I
must say, Dan,
we're pissing the wrong people off.
We may all work together. We may have to do this again sometimes. We'll see what the people say. If you guys like the people on, you know, the people who appeared in this podcast, let us know, and maybe we'll do that again in a few months or so.
Oh, hell yeah, Dad. I'd like to have you both back at some point. On that note, Austin, thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure. This was awesome. Same to you, Kevin.
I had a great time.
We're going to wrap up here.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you having me on. I apologize for all my interrupting.
Oh, no, bro. It's your first podcast. You're good to go. This is a vibe.
You boys have a good night and drink your fucking drinks.
Hell yeah. See you guys.
I can. Adios, brother.